T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As I've shared with you, I don't really put much stock in the legacy media folks. Folks who have simply decided that their mission for the last 4 years has been to attack the president under the guise of reporting news. The journalistic profession, as Bill O'Reilly said the other day, is dead. I mean, he really does believe that it's dead. And that's a sad, sad commentary. But I have found a place, uncoverdc.com. You and I have talked about it. I've shared that website over and over again. And I'm so grateful that Tracy Beans, who is the editor-in-chief of uncoverdc.com, is able to make some time for us. And Tracy, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Crazy time.
There's the understatement of the day. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stories that are on uncoverdc.com as we speak. The one that really jumped out to me, that it hadn't even occurred to me, was about the deploying of National Guard troops. Now, we've heard 26,000 troops in D.C., but Brian Cates, who's part of your site, dug a little deeper to find out why they're there and who sent them there.
Yeah, it's interesting because it doesn't appear that the request for these troops is coming from Mayor Bowser. As a matter of fact, she frowned upon them for the most part, putting a letter out, I believe, on December 5th saying, okay, let's follow the proper, January 5th, I'm sorry, let's follow the proper channels here, make sure that these requests come in the right way. And they just keep coming. I mean, I just read a minute ago that another 200 are in from Puerto Rico. And we're just kind of scratching our heads. Very interesting. Why all of these troops in D.C. for an inauguration that nobody was really going to go to anyway, let alone now, you know, speakers are playing recorded loops saying you can't be here, you could be arrested. It's crazy.
So I read the story, but do you mind sharing what it was that Brian has uncovered and what his thinking is on all this?
Brian is of the opinion that the troops are there to stave off BLM and Antifa agitators. He does not believe that President Trump is calling up all these National Guard to D.C., sleeping on floors, by the way, to fend off angry Trump supporters.
So interesting. So what most people are unaware of, so it is President Trump then who has said we need more National Guard troops in the district.
It appears so, indeed, yes.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's... Again, I don't want to sound like somebody's grandfather, but you know what, Tracy? I've never seen anything like this. I've never felt like this before in my life. I've never really had the sense that we were in such treacherous water, but we are, aren't we?
Yeah, it really does feel sort of terrifying out there, especially for folks like me. So last week I was banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, which is all fine and good. I expected the day to come. But, you know, now we're kind of all out here trying to find our footing. And thankfully, Uncover DC is hosted on a free speech platform that will not do to us what Amazon Web Services did to Parler. But there are a lot of companies out there struggling to keep themselves, you know, able to do their job, which is to facilitate communication and to keep information flowing.
I was wondering, you know, I followed, I guess past tense, I followed you on Twitter, and then all of a sudden you were gone. Did you get any indication officially why the Jack Dorsey crowd said, yeah, you got to go?
Yes, they accused me of platform manipulation and spam, two things that are absolutely ridiculous. I post every single tweet on Twitter myself. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I shared was information. So there was never spam on my account, that's for sure.
Wow, platform manipulation. I'm not a Luddite, but quite frankly, I don't even know what that is.
They're saying that basically I used some method of purposefully inflating the impact of my tweets.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
Bots, you know, whatever they're accusing me of doing. I appealed it. I doubt that it'll work. I don't know that I'd go back anyway. Uncover DC will never post on Twitter again.
Yeah.
They've lost $51 billion in market share so far between Twitter and Facebook. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Facebook, and this is another one where you sort of vanished, and I was trying to figure out what their reasoning was, and I have to share this with you. I got from Twitter for my page, and it's not a huge page, like 10,000 people on the Jeff Katz Show page. Well, for me, that's okay. I'm happy with it. I post stories, post funny things I think are funny. I posted, you remember Harry Truman holding the newspaper that said, Dewey beats Truman, right? It's an iconic photo. So
yep.
Somebody also had the Washington Times, or the Washington Post, it was a mock-up, and it said, President Gore. Well, I got to tell you, I laughed. And I posted it. The next thing I know, I get this angry note from Facebook saying, you can't advertise anymore. And I thought, I don't think I ever did before, but man, you people need to lighten up just a little bit.
It's pretty crazy. I actually got banned from Facebook because I was an administrator in a walkaway group. I had never taken an action on Walkaway's behalf in that group. They put me in there just as kind of like a backup.
Yeah.
And I was banned when Walkaway was banned, and there is no coming back from that ban whatsoever.
Wow. All right, so Tracy, look, you're a very, very smart woman, and you understand that the first effort in any sort of war activity, any sort of battle, is to cut off communication lines. And that's happening to conservatives right now, right?
Correct. But we're very ingenuitive, we are. We are on Telegram now, which is interestingly created by a Russian who fled communism. How much more ironic could you get than that?
Wow.
Yeah, and we're also, you know, I'm on Clout Hub, which is an absolutely fantastic platform, Clouthub. I'm on Gab as well, and this happened to Gab back in the day. But I'm, you know, and you can go to uncoverdc.com. We're out there. We're
yep.
screaming to the rooftops, from the rooftops, I should say.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Tracy, about a great column. Larry Schweikert is another one of your absolutely phenomenal writers. And he laid it out yet again. He's about as straight a shooter as you can get when he said, it's simply the end of news.
Yes, that column is incredible. I really want everyone to read it. It's absolutely true. He goes through the destruction of news. It is no longer news. You know, he makes the parallel to news now at the bottom of a Fox News ticker, for argument's sake, or a whatever ticker, is, you know, parade of penguins goes down Main Street. Basically nonsense. We don't know anything about what's going on in the world.
Right.
Geopolitical stuff is not talked about. There is no more news. And he likens it to being the end of Rush Limbaugh's, you know, career, in a sense, because he has always talked about the news and there is no more news.
Yeah. It is. It's a sad commentary. Now, I am thrilled to say, and I tell my listeners on a regular basis that uncoverdc.com is an amazing website. The work that you and your team do on a regular basis, just phenomenal. And it must be one of those reads that people look at every single day. Now, you mentioned you are on a different web server. You're not subject to the Amazon web server folks. Are there enough people like your host that can, you know, give cloud space to conservatives?
You know, it's funny. It's Epic is the company that I'm with, and they've been the only one to stand up to this big tech bludgeoning. when Gab was deplatformed a few years ago, Epic stepped up to take their hosting and took so much fire for doing it. But they've stayed strong. They've been very ingenuitive. They've really revolutionized free speech because they refuse, you know, unless it's egregious, they're
right.
hosting you. And
yeah.
I was happy to call that hosting platform home because those are values, whether you're a conservative or a liberal or a progressive, that you should value the ability to speak freely. So I'm glad to be there.
Well, Tracy, for those who served in the military, those who served in law enforcement, our attitudes were very, very sincere. We do not have to agree with what you're saying, but we will defend your right to say it. That is what is uniquely and quintessentially American.
Agreed. At least it used to be. And I fear this road that we're going down right now, when I have to be afraid to speak because I don't know who's lurking around the corner, that's
right.
a problem. Thankfully, talk radio, your show, having people like me on to talk to your listeners is so crucial and important right now. So I thank you so much for this.
Well, it is always our pleasure. Now I want to give you the chance to remind everybody about uncoverdc.com. When they go there, and they need to go there if they haven't, it is content, it is content, it is content. They're not burdened with advertising, but you guys still need to pay the bills. And what's the way that my listeners are going to be able to help you?
Thank you so much. There is no advertising on Uncover DC at all, actually. It's voluntary. You can go to uncoverdc.com/support and choose a tier to voluntarily contribute to Uncover DC to keep us rolling. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget the cool stuff. Look, I got mugs and T-shirts, too. But I got to tell you, I really like the Uncover DC stuff you got. Because you got everything, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do have a very eclectic store. If you want a clock, it's there for you. So hop on over.
Here I thought I was going right out on the edge with socks. And it's like, I went to Tracy's place, uncoverdc.com, and it's everything from soup to nuts. And everybody going to go. And quite frankly, yeah, I mean, listen, don't get just one shirt is my suggestion. Get a shirt and a hat. We've just got to make sure that Uncover DC continues, Tracy. You are a very, very valuable resource to this nation right about now.
Thank you so much. That's really kind. Now I'm all red, and now I'm going to spend the rest of my evening. I appreciate that.
Well, I do mean it very sincerely. Listen, Tracy, I want to get you back again. I'd love to. I told Paul I'd love for you to come back on a regular basis, whatever your schedule allows, once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever you're able to do. And again, I will continue to send my listeners to uncoverdc.com. And just please, please stay strong. Keep up the work that you're doing. It's it is so necessary and valuable. And you need to know there are people out here, myself at the front of the line, who really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It would be my honor. We'll get that set up for sure.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That is Tracy Beans. She is the editor-in-chief of Uncover DC, uncoverdc.com. I don't even recall how I discovered the website. I don't remember what I must have read an article. That's what it was. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think it was a Larry Schweikert article. And I read a Schweikert article, and, you know, I read the article, and I thought, my God, this guy is great. Where am I going to be able to read him? And somehow you go down the little rabbit hole, and I wind up at uncoverdc.com, and I'm thinking, gosh, it's real, honest-to-goodness investigative journalism. John Solomon, Just the News, who's going to be with us next week. Another guy who is still doing honest-to-goodness investigative journalism. But here's my fear. And, you know, I don't like using the word fear. I don't like to be afraid. You know, I'm a big guy. I'd like to think I could take care of myself, do what needs doing and all that. But my fear is folks like Tracy, folks like John, are going to get this deplatforming situation. What happens when any and every dissenting voice is shut down? We're Venezuela at that point. Another one of our real shining lights is my friend Glenn Beck. And we're making arrangements for Glenn to be back on the air with us soon. And, yes, I will be doing more guest hosting of Glenn's show, I'm happy to say. But he's another one who really is out in front of this and dealing with all of these assaults. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.